Today's shir in Mishneh Brura Yomi is Daf Chof Gimel Omid Aleph. We're starting from the very bottom of Chof Beis Omid Beis, and continuation in the middle of Sif Yud Dalet. We had started discussing yesterday how to make the actual fringes, the tzitzis themselves, after you've inserted them through the hole, and we talked about how you make a knot, and then you make chulios, you make wrappings, then a knot, chulios, a total of five knots with four series of wrappings in between them. So the Mechaber continues in the middle of the Sif on the very last line of Chof Beis Omid Beis, and he writes, V'noagim lichroch ba'avir rishon sheva krichos. After you make the first double knot, you take the longest strand, the shamish strand, and you wind it around the other seven, and the minhag, he says, is to do the seven times. As we've already pointed out previously, this is all lenoy for beauty, this is all various mystical rimozim, as we'll learn, but it's not Ma'akev and Bidiyevid, you would be kosher once you made any number of krichos and a knot, a double knot. So he says the minhag is to make the first knot and then the first double knot and then seven wrappings. Vasheni in the second one, he says to do it with nine wrappings. We'll see that many say that that should be done with eight. Then you make another double knot. Ubashlishi achasisre, the third series of wrappings is wound 11 times, make another double knot, and finally in the fourth space, Uburavi, Shloshesre, that one has 13 wrappings, Olim Kulam Arboim, which adds up to a total of 40. This is a significant number, as we'll see in a moment. You have the first 7 and then 9, that's 16. Add to the 16 the 11, that's 27, and add to that the 13, that's a total of 40. This represents, the Mechaber says, Kiminyan Hashem, which is the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is 26, Echad, Hashem is 1, which is Echad is the gematria of 13, so 26 and 13 is 39, Sha'olim Shloshim V'teisha, the Im Hashem, Him Arboim, and with the name Hashem itself, that's the extra 1, that makes the 40. Obviously, this is somewhat problematic by adding that extra 1, and therefore some have only 7 and 8 in the first two, for a total of 15, which is also the same Yud K, as we'll see, and then when you add 11 to that, you get 26, and then when you add 13 to get, you get 39, and that works out exactly, Hashem Echad. Indeed, in Os Ayin, this is the opinion that the Mishnah Brura brings down in the shame of the Kavanos from the Ari. Basheni Shmona, you only put in the second windings, 8 windings, not 9. V'chein Hiskimu Ha'achronim, and this is in fact the opinion of many of the Achronim. The B'shiva Ushmone Hushem Shol Yud K. That is one of God's names also. V'yachakach Achasisre, that additional 11 makes it to 26. B'tzeiruf Hushem Shol Havaya, that's the gematria of the Yud K Vav K. And then when you read on the 13, which is the gematria of Echad, Zehu Hashem Echad, that is the gematria of Hashem Echad, which is 39. In Dirshut No. number 82, it brings down a very interesting opinion from the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayin Weiss, from the Eda Charedi, in the previous generation. And he writes, Midas Chasidus, therefore, Shalola Hafsik B'dibur Kishatolam Zatzitzis. Therefore, since this is representing the shame of Hashem, you're not allowed to make any interruptions in the name of Hashem. When you're writing it in the Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to interrupt. And when you're putting it on the tzitzis, so to say, that this represents the Yud Kei Vav Kei Echad, so one should not interrupt or talk or speak when he's flexing the tzitzis, when he's making the tzitzis over here into the five knots and the four series of windings, one shouldn't interrupt. Kiva shekolach krichos yachad romzos li'achdus Hashem. Because this is a representation of Hashem's name. So therefore, one should not ideally talk or interrupt in the middle of making of the tzitzis. He adds, V'hosif sheyesh poskim shechshivu es hataris hakrichos kimechikas Hashem chas v'shalom. And some therefore go so far as to say that if you unravel the tzitzis, it's as if you're erasing Hashem's name. However, he says, "Well, shitosam b'kricho yesh inyan shol k'sivas Hashem." So, therefore, it's also a problem if you're making them that you're writing the name, and if you would be mafsik in between, kilu hivsik be'ez k'sivas Hashem. If you carry it to that exclusion, you can't. You absolutely shouldn't interrupt. Not just the midas achis chasidus. Avil inyan halacha, he rings down. Ein l'kshira din shol k'sivas Hashem. It absolutely doesn't have a halachic status of writing or erasing the name of Hashem. Then the Mishnah Brura brings down Ubatzitzis shel Rav Shlomo Molcho, hayo ba'avir rishon yud krichos. His tzitzis, we'll see in the Halacha Brura a little bit more about this in a moment. He says in the tzitzis that the great Rav Shlomo Molcho wore, so they had 10 wrappings, 10 krichos in the first series, and achakach hey, and then 5, because this is also the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it adds up to 15, and then kishem havai, and afterwards he did the additional 11, which makes it to 26. And this is brought down the name of the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin b'levush, u'be'el yirabah, o'd b'inyin ha'krichos. So we'll go take a look now in the Halacha Berurah, who brings down a number of very interesting additional shitos. So he says, the minhag that we brought down first is more correct than that is brought down in the name of Rav Shlomo Molcho. And he says, Mikol makom, im roe, shemach mas ribuy ha'krichos, miskatzer. Because you have to do all these wrappings, you're going to have two short tzitzis over here, and you're not going to have the total distance of 12 agudlim, the 24 centimeters or so that you need, then he says it's better to make the shorter numbers of only 26 in all and not do additional wrappings. Since that length of 12 is critical, so if you're going to do too many wrappings, you're only going to have a length of, let's say, 10 agudlim, so then that's what he would prefer, less wrappings, and the total length that's 12 agudlim is critical. Then he brings down from the Sefer Divrei Chamudos on the Rosh, and he writes there that he saw the tzitzis of this great kadosh Rav Shlomo Molcho, and the tzitzis had 10 and 5, as we brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, and that's what the Magen Avraham writes. But then he brings down the King Kosav Atera Zikenim in the name of the Sefer Kanfa Yona. However, Elisha Kosav Ivcha, he said, Barishon Hei, Ubesheni Vav, Ubeshlishi Hei, Urbi Yud. He said the wrappings were as follows, 5 and then 6 for 11, and then another 5 for a total of 16, and then in the fourth grouping, 10 wrappings for a total of 26. And then he says, Ayin the Kisei Elio, another Sefer, Shekosav, Shebetalis Godol Yaseh Kaminyan Tal, that for the Talis Godol, the Minhag is to have the 39 wrappings. That's actually based upon a Pasuk as well, Oros Tal, Ki Tal Oros Talecha, and Tal in Gematria is 39. So for the Talis Godol, we have this concept of 39, Ubetalis Kotan Yaseh Kaminyan Havaya, 26, Vishachain Hu Noeg. He's custom was to do this. And then the Halacha Berurah brings down many Achronim that had this custom as well, that they would differentiate between the Talis Gadol and the Talis Kotam. But then he concludes and he says, Mistimus Divrei Ari, from the fact that the Ari doesn't mention such a distinction, Mashra She'en L'chalik Bazeh, and we shouldn't make a difference. We should have the same amount in the Talis Gadol as the Talis Kotan. And he brings down many, many other customs in Minhagim. And bottom line is, Hakol Lefi HaMinhag. Everybody should follow their custom in Minhag the way that they do it. He also brings down a remez from this pasuk in Yeshaya, Ki Tal Oros Talecha. The Tal is Gematria of 39, as we said. The word Oros is the Gematria of 613, Taryag. And he points out, Tzitzis is a Gematria of 600. And when you add in the 8 strands plus the 5 knots, so that adds up to 613, Kaminyan Taryag Mitzvos. And again, Uriisim Oso, when you see the Tzitzis, Uzchartin, then you'll remember all the Taryag Mitzvos. Very nice remozim over here, very deep concepts in this mitzvah of tzitzis. Then the Mechaber continues and he says, V'noagu la'asos b'sof kol chut kesher, k'desh yamo b'shezirosso. We pointed out this halacha and discussed this halacha earlier, that some have the custom at the end, after all the windings have been done, all the knots have been done, and the tzitzis are hanging free, that they may come and untwist. So some would make an extra little knot on each tzitzis. And that's what the Mechaber says over here, that was the minhag. The Mishnah Berurah already brings down an os ayin aleph, and he says, we've discussed this previously. Go look over there, back in Sif Katan Yud Ches, where the Mishnah Berurah said that it isn't a good idea necessarily to do this, and especially if we twist our tzitzis well and we have good material, this should not be a problem, and he does not recommend making the additional knots at the end, but if they're necessary, it's not ma'akev. In Dirshu Note 83, he reminds us as well what we discussed previously, bringing down the Prima Godim, Shebechol Zos, Ein Bekach Issim Yishum Bal Tosef. If you do make an extra knot over there, it's not a problem of Bal Tosef. Shari Raka Kesh HaRishon Min HaTorah, because all the other knots are already extra, they're all Midir Rabbanon. And therefore, it's not a din of Bal Tosef over here. You're doing this for the beautification of the mitzvah, and here you're doing it for the practical purpose that the knot shouldn't unravel, so therefore it's not a problem of Bal Tosef. Reach the final Sif in this long Simon Sif Tes Vav. And the Mechaber writes, Yesh Omrim Shetzorich Ledaktek Sheyisla Tzitzis Leorech HaTalis. We'd also discussed this previously. The Mishnah Berurah had alluded to this, that when you put the tzitzis on, they could go to one side of the corner or the other side of the corner. Imagine you're holding your talis straight above you. So there's a top part that's near your head, and it's falling down towards the bottom, and the bottom are near your feet. So you could have the tzitzis aligned to come out the top part or the side part on all four of the corners. Which way should one do this? So the Mechaber writes, Yesh omrim shetzorach ledaktik shisla tzitzis la'orech atalas. We have already explained, and in the Bir Halacha, he points down again over here from the Magen Avram, that it's a little bit the opposite of what we might have thought. The length over here, the orech, is what we would wrap ourselves around with going from left to right, and the width is from the top of your body, from the head, let's say, towards the bottom of your body, towards your feet. A little bit maybe the opposite of what we normally would use for length and width. Why do you want the tzitzis to come out on a certain side? So he brings down the bo'inon shetehe no tefes ala keren, because you want the tzitzis, Pirish the Rambam says, toluy ala keren. When they come off the side of the talus, you want them then to flow down and fall down near the actual corner. Now, the Be'er Hete points out, and the Mishnah Berurah himself will point this out as well later on, never have it come out exactly at the corner. Ba'alachson osur shezehu minhag ha'karayim. The Magen Avraham says this, don't have it come out exactly at the corner, that's the minhag of the Karaites. However, one should have it that it hangs down when it comes off on the side of the talus, that it should hang down and be right near the corner. And if you put it out on the other side, then it wouldn't hang down right over the corner. It would then go straight towards the ground and not be right near the corner. So again, there is a lot of discussion about this, ayin in the Bir Halacha, in the Dibur HaMaskul, the Orech HaTalis. A lot of people are mefakvek back and forth, which way is really considered the Orech, which way is really considered the Rochav. The Mishnah Berurah points out what we discussed previously in Os Ayin Aleph. In the Bir Halacha, he brings down Ach Kozel L'Chatchila. This is all a din L'Chatchila B'diyevet Ein K'peido K'moshe Pirashti. As I've already explained, the Mishnah Berurah says there isn't a din that's ma'akiv over here. So, however you understand this, and there are different ways to understand this, whichever way the tzitzis come out, as long as they're not coming out directly on the diagonal over the corner, you have certainly great poskim to rely upon. In Dirshu Note 85, they bring down the Chazon Ish, who wrote, Kivun sha talisos hamitsuyos etzlenu aruchos umiskatlos. Our talisim are larger and we fold them over. Yesh lislos afeshteach tzitzios ha'elyonos la'orech ha'talus shebekach yu notvos ala keren. He says, for all the top and the bottom, one should always have it coming off on the side rather than on the long axis so that it will flow over the corner better. The Mishnah Berurah mentions at the end of Sifkatan Ayin Aleph, Tov lasos achutim benunim, make the size of the strands of the tzitzis not lo aviv lo dakim, not too thick, not too thin. They should be of medium size because zeh keli v'anveyu, that's also the most beautiful way to make the tzitzis. In Sifkatan Ayin Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes that this idea that the tzitzis should be in the right place coming off the side of the garment, that's true when you're making it, and it's also true afterwards. And im nishmatu letzad mata, if it comes out of its place, yachziru, you should return it to the right place. In Dirshu Note 84, it brings down this is not a problem of tasev lo min osui, because you're not really doing anything. Again, the Mishnah Berurah adds here too, kol zeh lechatchila b'diyeved ein k'peida b'zeh, af al koponim yizorim od, shlo yu tzitzis tluyim ba'lachson. Al keren zovis, as I mentioned, that's the minhag of the karoyim. So it doesn't make a difference if it doesn't come out exactly on the left all the time, or could hang down, but if it's hanging on the corner, that's incorrect. Finally, the Mechaber concludes this simon with the following words. Yesh omrim she'ein loseis shum beged b'nikvei hatalis shemachnisim bo atzitzios. Don't put any other garment or any other material around the hole or near the hole so that when the tzitzis are put into that hole, they're now in another garment. However, he says, v'yesh meitirin v'kein nagu. Many allow this, and this is the custom to actually allow this. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nayin Dalit says, why would you want to do this? You want to have the tzitzis in the corner, and not in the corner on top of something else that's in the corner. So therefore, that opinion would say, don't put a binding or some sort of an additional material in the corner of the tzitzis, as is our custom to do so. However, yesh matirim, there are those that do this, ki ein osin kein ela l'chaze kabeged, the Mishnah Berurah writes, in Sifkat Nayin Hei. We do this to strengthen the corner of the garment so it shouldn't rip in and entail many halachic problems as to whether the tzitzis are now in the right place or not. And since we're doing this to strengthen the beged and that it shouldn't rip, therefore, this additional cloth that is very commonly put in, a discussion should it be put in on the front or the back of the talus side, that's a whole separate discussion, not for now. But the bottom line is that this additional piece of material that is put around the corners is batel to the rest of the garment and therefore doesn't cause a problem. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah writes, it could even be made out of leather, which is normally potter from tzitzis. Afilu shalar is mutter, v'chein hiskimu aposkim, and this is in fact the way most talesim are made. Dirshu Note 86 has a discussion as to what materials can this additional corner strengthening that you're putting onto the beg, it'd be made of ayin sham. Be'ezras Hashem, now we have a better understanding of how one is supposed to make the tzitzis, the right placement of the tzitzios in the hole of the garment, the right location of the hole. Mitzvah Hashem, we can be zoche to be fulfilling the mitzvah tzitzis on a much higher level. That concludes Siman Yud Aleph. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with Siman Yud Beis.